The National Book Awards are to be handed out tomorrow. The prestigious literary prize got a lot of attention this year when the 9/11 Commission report made the short list of nominees in the nonfiction category. But in the book world, the real buzz has been about the fiction nominees.
They are Sarah Schoenlein Bynum for Madeline is Sleeping,
Christine Schutt for Florida,
Joan Silber for Ideas of Heaven, A Ring of Stories,
Lily Tuck for The News from Paraguay,
and Kate Walbert for Our Kind.
All unknowns, all from New York. Here's NPR's Lynn Neary.
The publishing world may care deeply about the National Book Awards, but, says Publishers Weekly editor Charlotte Abbott, they're not deluded. They know that in the mind of the public, this is no Oscar race.
You have to be engaged, I think, with the world of books to really be aware of this award. You have to go to bookstores. You have to read book reviews. It's not the kind of thing that I think has a big penetration in people's minds unless they're already paying attention to books.
But for those who are paying attention to books, the National Book Awards are important in some very tangible ways. It's not just about prestige. It's also about book sales. James Wood, who reviews books for The New Republic, says as more and more novels are getting published, all literary awards have taken on an even bigger role in selling books.
I'd say the prize and the bookshop. The bookshops take their prompting from the prize list. And you can see as soon as the prize list is done, those books get moved to the front of the store, on the table, and then the winners get the, you know, the wonderful little gold star or whatever it is. And the rest gets pushed to the back.
And that's one reason the publishing world was so taken aback by this year's fiction nominees. The five authors are little-known women writers from New York, and none of the books nominated sold well. Charlotte Abbott says these books were simply not on the radar screens in New York publishing circles, the epicenter of the book world.
When I was lunching with publishers, these were not books that they were pressing into my hands and saying, you know, everyone in our house loves this book. She's a writer to watch. Read this book. It's so engrossing. And that's the stock in trade in the industry.
Though unknowns are often nominated for the award, there are usually some well-known names on the list as well. This year, a number of famous authors were overlooked, most notably Philip Roth. Carolyn See, a novelist who also reviews books for The Washington Post, was a National Book Award judge in 1988. She says the establishment is always surprised when their picks don't make the list, and she's convinced that this year's panel had no hidden agenda.
I think that they actually did this weird thing where they read the books and liked them. And I think they just did this revolutionary thing, which is they said, we're going to pick the best books.
But James Wood says it's never that simple.
One of the myths about prize committees is that they exist in a sort of pure, disinterested, rarefied air in which they're simply tasked with, you know, selecting the best books of the year. I think they do want to do that, but there are always other things going on. And I think in this instance, there was a desire to, you know, move the lens a little bit away from the obviously garlanded towards something more obscure.
To be perfectly honest, I think it's a good thing for literature that people are arguing about what's good and what's not good and what should be award winners and what shouldn't be award winners.
Harold Augenbrom is the new executive director of the National Book Foundation, which gives out the awards. Judges' decisions for the National Book Awards are frequently surprising, says Augenbrom. One need look no further than this year's nonfiction nominees as proof. No one, says Augenbrom, expected to see the 9/11 Commission report on that list. And most people, he says, have been pleasantly surprised by it.
Because when people went back to it, they began to realize that it wasn't simply a traditional dry government report. So I think it's been a revelation to a lot of people that a government report could be made accessible to the public, which in many ways is what one would want anyway, so that a lot of people would read it.
Whatever anyone may think about this year's nominees, Charlotte Abbott says there's one thing that most people in the book world can agree on.
It's a really interesting year. I mean, there's stuff to talk about.
And if the 9/11 Commission report does win the prize for nonfiction, the talk is sure to continue. I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.